Hello and welcome to our podcast on the member responsible for complaints. My name's Polly Cox. I'm the Sector Learning and Development Manager here at the Housing Ombudsman Service. And today I'll be chatting to Andrea Kinoy, our Chief Operating Officer, about this important role. Hello, Andrea.
Hi, Polly. Nice to be with you today.
That's great. So we're talking all things member responsible complaints. So let's start off with, what is the role of the member responsible for complaints and why is it so important?
Good question to start with. So the role was introduced in March 2022 when we published our strengthened complaint handling code. And we see the role of member responsible as really important, as it takes the lead in driving and maintaining a positive complaint handling culture across an organisation. Complaints and how they're handled can tell you so much about an organisation and provide early warnings when things are going wrong. So it's important to ensure that organisations really do dedicate time to looking at these and understanding their root causes and taking action in response. So we see the role as embodying that positive complaint handling culture and championing complaints at governing body level by just getting complaints talked about at the board or relevant committee and holding executives to account for delivering the changes to services that come from that understanding.
Right, that's great. So who is the MRC then? You've just mentioned governing body. How does that fit in?
That's right. So, I mean, it has to be a role where the post holder can be in a position to really influence the organisation's culture and set the right tone at the top. So given those requirements, the member responsible for complaints does need to be a member of the organisation's governing body. So either a board member in a housing association or an elected member in a council. But I would stress it's not a solo endeavour. They should really be supported by their fellow board members or elected members and relevant executives and the complaints handling team as well in carrying out their role.
Right. OK, that makes sense. So what exactly do you expect the MRC to do?
So I would break the kind of nitty gritty of the role down into three key but equally important areas, and those are governance, compliance and learning. So taking governance first, broadly it's about, as I've been mentioning, being that champion of complaints and creating that positive complaint handling culture that I've mentioned already by just getting complaints on the agenda at governing body meetings and really promoting the value of the learning that comes from those. And I think within that sort of governance aspect as well, there's opportunities to link the role with other assurance activities across an organisation. So, for example, working with the chair of the audit committee to raise any potential risks that come out of complaints handling and learning around service delivery for consideration as to whether they need to be monitored at a corporate level. Or thinking about, you know, are there any activities you want to therefore include in the forwards internal audit programme? On the compliance side, I would say it's partly about kicking the tyres a little bit by engaging more widely across the organisation. So testing whether proactive complaint handling really is working in practice, receiving regular complaint data, looking at some examples of complaint handling communication with residents to make sure it really is empathetic and effective and appropriate. And perhaps also sort of checking in with some residents who've made complaints to see what their views are. It's also about tracking whether executives are really delivering on previously agreed actions to improve services that have come out from learning from complaints. Really strongly encourage, as well as part of that sort of compliance tracking, that board committee level there's tracking of timely compliance with ombudsman's orders where there's been a finding of severe maladministration, and also if we've done a wider learning report or a paragraph 49, as we call the report, on an organization, looking at progress against the recommendations made in that. Finally, on learning, the other bit of the role is it's really about using all of the above to support executives and fellow governing body members in drawing out the learning that comes from those complaints that the organisations receive, to just help think about where and how services could be improved And then sort of moving on from that, it's about helping the executive to really shape some appropriate responses to that learning that, you know, not only benefit residents, but benefit the organisation and the staff as well. And then, as I've mentioned, that sort of holding to account, making sure that those service improvements really do get delivered at the end of the day.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. So how can the MRC use their position to drive a culture shift or a positive complaint handling culture?
So as I said before, holding the position that they do, the member responsible complaint should be really well placed to set that tone at the top and drive the culture and mindset. And I think the, you know, key ways of doing that are using their position to sort of influence fellow board or elected members, you know, challenging and supporting executives, and having those wider relationships across the organisation that really allow them to be plugged into what's happening on the ground, using that knowledge to inform all the conversations that they then bring back to the governing body.
Okay, so I suppose leading on from that, what is it that the Housing Ombudsman's actually looking for in that MRC role?
Oh, good question. So, I mean, personally, I'd like to see someone who's really passionate about learning and can see the potential that really getting underneath the skin of complaints can make to improving service delivery in their organisation. And as I said, I think that service delivery benefits both, you know, should benefit both residents and their staff as well.
Okay. Right. Finally, then, how engaged in that self-assessment should the MRC be?
Oh, so the self-assessment itself should be completed by the complaints team, and I think signed off at a senior level as a sort of senior executive level as an accurate and complete document. So it's absolutely not the role of the member responsible for complaints to be involved in the detail of that. But where they can add real value to the process is in assuring their fellow governing body members that what's said in the assessment aligns with information that they've seen either at previous meetings or gathered through their interactions with staff from across the organisation and through any conversations they've had with residents as well. So that triangulation could be really helpful, or using that triangulation to really probe what's reported in the self-assessment, and actually doing that as an exercise